This is 89.1 WEMU. I'm David Fair. 80 is a Thursday, and I'd like you to say hello to Russ Collins. He is the executive director of the Michigan and State Theaters and my co-host for Cinema Chat, and always good when you stop by.
Well, it's nice of you to say, it's always fun to talk about movies on WEMU.
Before we talk about movies, did you watch that Michigan-Ohio State game on Saturday?
Yeah.
Were you wearing the right sweater?
No, I was clearly, in terms of winning and losing, wore the wrong sweater. But in terms of, you know, my true feelings, I wore completely the right, you know, Michigan.
Well, you know, I live and I work here, and all of my friends wear those blue and yellow colors.
Right, yeah.
So, you know, it was with some trepidation that I jumped up in joy.
Ladies and gentlemen listening to WEMU, David Fair is lying right now. He's a news guy. He doesn't usually do that.
Feel bad. I remember how I felt when John Cooper was the head coach at Ohio State and couldn't buy a win against Michigan.
Yeah,
just couldn't do it. So
true.
I understand how distressing it can be to go through this kind of period.
Yeah, well, it's very frustrating. So this is the second longest consistent losing streak by one of the two teams back at the literal turn of the 20th century in the early O's. Michigan won 9 in a row, and now Ohio State has run 8 in a row.
And I don't know that it's not going to be 9 next year.
Well, it's got to break sometime. So anyway, football talk is over for this year.
I think that conversation would have lasted a lot longer if Michigan won.
You're probably right. This is the time of year when just very outstanding films get released into theaters and play on streaming services and everything. And this week we're opening up Honey Boy, which is Shia LaBeouf's film.
Semi-autobiographical.
Yeah, it's about a childhood TV movie star and the difficulties that he has in general, but most specifically with his father. And actually, Shia LaBeouf wrote the film, directed the film, and plays the father. It's a very compelling film. It serves as an act of therapy for Shia LaBeouf, but it also really provides a perspective on that should strike a chord with a lot of folks from a lot of different backgrounds.
His performance is getting all sorts of amazing reviews.
Absolutely. And the screenplay is compelling, too. So Honey Boy opens this week, so go check it out today, as a matter of fact. And then Waves is a film by the acclaimed director Trey Edward Schutz, who did It Comes at Night. It's an up-close look at one family's emotional ups and downs, and it captures the complicated dynamics as well as the tenderness and grace that you find in families. So that film is sure to be on some degree of award nominations.
Right.
It has Lucas Hedges from Boy Erased. So go check that out. Waves opens on Friday at the State Theater.
The big buzz is about a movie that's coming a couple of weeks down the line.
Yeah, a couple of weeks from now, Star Wars is opening. And it's Episode 9, the Star Wars The Rise of Skywalker.
Yeah.
So this is the final of the triple trilogy, but there'll be more Star Wars films, I'm sure. But even if you're kind of a modest Star Wars fan, this is a film that you want to check out just because it's the completion of the triple trilogy that was started by George Lucas back in 1977.
It is most certainly going to sell out, so I highly recommend people get tickets online if they want to see it opening night.
It's showing everywhere, but it will be showing at the State Theater, so we're happy about that on the 19th. Now, a film that we actually opened last night, and we're playing it not every day, we're playing it on the 12th and the 17th and the 19th, is a film called Fantastic Fun Guy.
That's what we call you.
That's right, a fun guy. But it's about mushrooms and other kind of things that grow that are classified as fungus. The film is narrated by Brie Larson, and it features folks that you know from chef shows and things like Michael Pollan and Andrew Weil and Eugenia Bone. But it's really wonderful. I mean, it talks about the role that mushrooms and other similar kinds of things that grow like that contribute to the, you know, the natural world and how they create therapeutic and medical kind of byproducts that are very useful in lots of different ways. And it's just, it's a lot of fun and very compelling, very well done, very entertaining all at once. And we've had more phone traffic about this film than anything recent.
You know,
so
when it comes to the, you know, eating them, I love them.
Yeah,
you know?
Absolutely. So the
don't
critical...
love them in my yard.
Well, I mean, you got to leave well enough alone. But the critical consensus is one of the year's most mind-blowing, soul-cleansing, and yes, immensely entertaining triumph. So, Fantastic Fungi. You check it out. Check your calendar for the 12th, the 17th, and the 19th. Now, we've got some classic bad film, The Room, playing on Thursday.
Considered by many to be the worst film ever made.
Which makes it just a lot
so
of fun.
So bad it's good.
Yeah, and then if you're a Warren Miller ski movie fan, we have the new Warren Miller. Now, Warren Miller passed away a couple years ago.
If you don't like skiing, if you're a fan of great cinematography, I mean,
yeah,
spectacular.
Spectacular winter sports, for sure. That's going to be tomorrow at 7:30, and go check that out. We also have our holiday films that we're showing. Some of them are kind of interesting and weird. Love Actually, which is a lot of people's favorite holiday movie these days, plays Friday and Saturday at 10 o'clock. And the Friday one is part of the downtown Ann Arbor Midnight Madness kind of shopping activity, which is a lot of fun. We also have a pair of films that are both Christmas inspired. One of them is a holiday favorite called A Christmas Story. And that's going to be on Sunday at 1:30.
One of the few people on the planet that's never seen that.
Well, it's a lot of fun. It's based on a storyteller's story, a guy like Garrison Keillor. But the film was directed by Bob Clark. And Bob Clark, before he made A Christmas Story, he made a film, a slasher film called Black Christmas.
There's two polar opposites.
Yeah, so they really are in terms of themes. So Black Christmas plays on the 13th and 14th, and Christmas Story is our free screening at 1:30 on Sunday.
This is 89.1 WEMU. You're listening to Cinema Chat with Russ Collins, and what else is happening?
We have a music film series that's playing, and this week's film is Stop Making Sense.
How many times have you seen that?
I've seen it quite a few times, and
that's
I do like the Talking Heads. And then next week on the 16th, so this is going to be on Monday at 7:30, and then the following Monday is Give Me Shelter. And then
see, that's my band.
Yeah, exactly. Rolling Stones. And then a film that we showed during Cinetopia, Autonomy, is a documentary about autonomous vehicles, and Malcolm Gladwell plays a big role.
It certainly has local interest, doesn't it?
It does, and you know the laboratory that's out on the University of Michigan campus about autonomous, and so there's a lot of folks, and we had a great discussion. But if you didn't see the film, go check it out. It's going to be Tuesday at 7:30. And then we have an independent thinker series, which is going to be Wednesday at 6:30. But we got a lot of films that are continuing. Knives Out is a big hit. The Irishman is still playing on the big screen, which is worth checking out. Go check out Jojo Rabbit before it goes away, and Parasite. Opening at the multiplex is Play Mobile, which is kind of like the Lego movie, except it's got pretty bad reviews.
Sounds like it. Take it for what it is, but I bet you there's a lot of kids that'll love it.
Yeah, it'll be fun.
For Russ Collins, I'm David Fair. And once again, we thank you for joining us for Cinema Chat, our weekly get-together to talk about all things movies. This is 89.1 WEMU FM and WEMU HD1 Ypsilanti.
Ta-ta from Holiday Hollywood.